Magic 107.5, 97.5, Atlanta's best mix of R&B. And, of course, if you did not know, you know now that our Cold Cuts Artist of the Day is singer, songwriter, producer, actress, Faith Evans! Woo! In the background, that's what I'm talking about. Welcome!
Hey, what's up, ATL? Thank you very much.
Welcome to the studios with us. Of course, we know you have a lot going on. Have had a lot going on for a while. Your career has been awesome.
Thank you.
You've had some ups and downs in your career, in your life.
More to come.
Yeah, still exactly. But you're working on R&B. You're in R&B Divas, a reality show going to be on TV One Monday night starting the 20th of August. Tell us what we can expect from Faith Evans in this show.
In the show R&B Divas, which I am a co-executive producer mm-hmm. of with my friend Nikki Gilbert, mm-hmm. What you're going to see from me is me getting together a group of female R&B singers to do an album that I have wanted to do for a long time. It's a charity project that I've wanted to do with all female R&B singers for a minute. So all the ladies that are on the show are on the album, as well as a few other singers who aren't cast members.
Right, right. So this reality show is going to be different. I mean, when we talked with Kiki Wyatt the other day, we talked with Nikki Gilbert on yesterday. From your perspective, what's going to make this reality show different from the others?
What's different about it is that, number one, I'm on it. Number two, all these wonderful ladies who have just such, great stories of triumph and I mean, you know, it's really the tone that we wanted to set was one of inspiration. We really aspire to inspire. Right. And, you know, everyone has been through a lot. Everyone has had a career. Everyone on the show, I mean, has definitely, been through a lot in their lives and careers. But we're still moms, wives, career women, business women outside of the music. So in doing the project, me moving to Atlanta to do this album,
right.
The show also delves into the current lives and careers of the ladies on the show. And just to kind of inspire people, like, if I can make it, you can. I mean, we share a lot of the same issues in life, but we all try and help each other through it. Of course, there's moments of drama or, you know, mm-hmm. somebody saying something to the next or not liking, feeling a way about what you said. But for the most part, I think I kind of play the calm in the middle of it all, you know, like try to make sense of things. Not mediator, because there's no situation like that. I wasn't even going to be a part of anything like that. I mean, at least not where I'm at. I don't really, I can't control what other people do, but there's nothing like that in the show. If there is any issue between the ladies, it's really more about resolution. Mm-hmm. You're like helping you through a personal thing you're dealing with right now, or what have you, or helping you make a decision in your career right now. But, you know, I don't always play that part, but I'm definitely the peaceful one. Right. I'm the corny one.
Right, right. So tell us about motherhood and what we can expect to see with you and your babies.
Well, my kids are doing great. They're all getting older, of course. My daughter just finished her first year of college. I got two boys in high school and a five-year-old. So my household is very busy.
Yes.
So, I mean, really, I'm just right now with them, just trying to get them to do right. I mean, not that they aren't,
right,
but,
right.
you know, trying to keep them on the right track and
that's right.
get them through school. That's about it. You know, they all have talents and things they want to do, but I'm like, you know, you got to get through school first.
That's
that comes
right.
first. So.
And as far as your career, what are you working on? What are you doing?
Aside from the compilation album, the charity album, which will benefit the Whitney Houston Academy in New
Great.
Jersey, I have a few singles on that project. And I'm going to get back in the studio and finish working on my next album, because before the show, I was sort of recording, but then I had to move down here to work on the show and to do the charity project. So I'm going to resume recording for my next studio album as well. I'm also working on my next book, a few other TV projects that I'm pitching. So, you know, we'll see whatever bubbles first.
Excellent. TV One's new reality show, R&B Divas. We got Faith Evans, Kiki Wyatt, Monifa, Nikki Gilbert, Selena Johnson, some of the most talented women in R&B ever.
Yes.
Ever. Not just during this certain era of time, but ever. And we have a premiere on tonight,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be giving some passes away. But let me get your opinion real quick about the state of reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about, I mean, because you're taking a route to inspire people versus just trying to, you know, put my name out there, be famous, and hit somebody upside the head with a bottle.
Well, I mean, that, you know what? That's, now that you said that, that's definitely one of the main differences in our show.
Right.
None of us are doing this to become famous.
Right.
You already have an audience. Or to, you know, to, we all do have fan bases,
right,
for whatever, you know, however big that is or small. You know, I'm not the, you know, I know I haven't sold 50 million albums,
still,
but I know I have a fan base. And, you know, I know that there are people that are touched by what I do, and,
right,
and even more so inspired by my life story and the way I've come out of things. And I just felt like this was a good platform to help the other ladies to share their stories,
because
right, they've been through things and they're very strong, you know. So, again, we're not doing it for that purpose, to
right,
become famous. And, you know, I'm not mad at the other shows. I watch them when I can. I do.
Okay,
I ain't going to lie. But, you know, a lot of times I don't think I'm going to say, you know, be the devil's advocate. I don't think everyone that does reality show signs up, you know, to do something crazy. You know, I know
right,
that a lot of times situations are provoked and set up to where that, because they want ratings and stuff. But in my case, I knew that already, and I knew I wasn't going to do reality TV unless I had creative input.
That's right.
And, you know, be able to say, hey, I don't think that's cool, or that's not the show we pitched in the
hey,
first place. So luckily TV One is a network that really just shows a positive image of our culture.
That's
so we
right,
were very blessed that they were the network to pick up the show, because they understand and they're coming from the same place.
Absolutely. R&B Divas on TV One Monday night starting August 20th. Our premiere tonight, we have passes for you and a girlfriend, or shall I say just a friend, to come out. And, of course, Faith, you'll be there with
yes,
the other ladies. So give us a call now, 404-741-1075, so we can get you hooked up with those passes. 404-741-1075. The beautiful and talented Faith Evans. We look forward to seeing you in R&B Divas. Thank you for stopping
Thank
by.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Magic 107.5, 97.5, Atlanta's best mix of R&B.